Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Kakahiaka, and welcome to the Crystal and Kaivi Talk Story at 9 a.m. This is a Hawaiian spirituality show. We talk about Keakua, Na'amakua, Nakapuna. And today's topic is about new beginnings in 2015 on a high note and what's in force for 2016. My name is Crystal, and my co-host is Kaivi, and he sets our mood and our tone for our talk show every week with our pule. So he'll just join us in our pule.
Okay. Aloha, everyone, and let us always begin with our opening prayer. Mahalo kia kua, mahalo Na'umakua, mahalo na'akupuna. We thank you, Kikua, for this day that your hands have created, for the experience of this 2015. We thank you. Whether good or bad, we thank you for these, our lessons in our life, always for our highest good and greatest good. So we thank you. We thank you, Na'umakua, our guides, mahalo nui, for opening up the pathway for us as well, for walking alongside of us, and at times for pushing us. Mahalo na kupuna, our ohana, our loved ones that crossed over into the beautiful space on the other side of the veil. We thank you. And all of this we thank through Kiakua. We thank you always in appreciation and gratitude for all that you have provided for us, the lessons, the love, the peace, the joy of one another. We thank you for the listeners. We thank the listeners also, Kikua, for giving us insight and sharing with us. And all of this, we thank you. We lift our prayers up to you and we release them. Amama ua noa, it is given, it is free. Amen. 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 I want to begin with, we're coming up on a year for us, Crystal and I, and again, it was just a talk story. You know, prior to this, she and I would be talking for a couple of hours, a couple of times a week, and then she challenged me, and here we are. But I want to say thank you to Crystal, and thank you for the listeners. It's been a year. We've all learned our lessons. We're continually learning lessons, and... But what it is when we can share with one another, our lessons. And when we realize that our lessons are not that different from one another. And when we can realize that it's never a competition. It's about being able to help empower one another to move forward. Then we realize, and then we come to the understanding that we have raised our vibration. When it's no longer about us individually, but on a greater whole, that we can help one another for the greater good. And when we can do that, we can turn this world around. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to share with one another. When we can begin to change our lives, we can help others change theirs, and as that happens, everything else shifts around us. And so when people say you can't, believe me, we can. That's what we're here about. Right, Crystal?
Right, exactly. You say I issued you a challenge, but it was, to me, something that was so natural because, as our conversations had developed over the year, your kapuna kept telling you, boy, get your curriculum together, and you're cracking up because you're like, I don't even talk like that. Who says curriculum, Of course, the kapuna would say curriculum because that is the terminology that they grew up with. And... Because they said, get your curriculum. I was like, hey, he's got great messages. Yeah, I learned something every time I chit-chat with him. And, we were sharing our Mana'o with each other. So I thought, well, this would be an awesome venue to share the same messages with others, you know, that may be on their new spiritual path, their enlightenment, or maybe they're struggling with faith in general. I have several friends that I know that were raised in a certain denomination, but they struggle. And I, you know, I share the same thing with them that I share with our listeners. It's not necessarily about the religion aspect of it, but it's the faith with Keakua and that connection. And so when you, you know, when you have that connection, then going forward and building community within either your religion or your spiritual family or, you know, just yourself, then, you know, once you get that stronger connection, it makes it easier to step out on your own and do your thing, you know, without feeling less than human, as you know, because people, you know, I grew up listening to my parents, you know, having fun debates with their friends on the three topics you're never supposed to talk about: politics, religion, and sex. And I would wonder, why aren't you supposed, and because the discussions would get heated and passionate because, you know, notoriously my parents would be opposite of who, you know, views of the couple that we were visiting with, you know. And so I got to listen to, you know, these adults have heated and passionate debates, but still in a very loving manner, because at the end of the day, they would be going, okay, well, we'll just agree to disagree. You know, we all get our hugs and honies out the door. Honies, for those of you, hugs and kisses out the door. And then we'd see them, you know, Friday night at bowling or, you know, in 2 weeks for dinner and dancing or whatever. And, you know, we've gotten to be where afraid to just speak our truth and speak about our belief systems, whether it's organized religion or if it's just more of an open spiritual one. And those days are short-numbered. You know, we have to take ownership of ourselves and walking our path and our belief systems. You know, I told Kaivi this the other day, I had my feelings hurt because I thought I knew certain things about this certain religion, and because they don't celebrate Christmas. And I, and so in my, okay, I didn't send a request over saying, hey, you know, hi, you know, hope you had a happy holidays. I didn't, you know, my text message didn't start out that way. It was like, hi, can you do me a favor? Dad's birthday is on Saturday. I invited the rest of the family to mail him out a birthday card. And I get a response of, oh, we don't celebrate birthdays. And I was like, well, I knew you didn't do Christmas, but, you know, my bad. And there, I have another totally inappropriate joke to go with that whole thing, but we're not going to do that today. And but, you know, and it makes it difficult when there are so many diverse religions out there that, you know, you don't know what their belief systems are, you know, and not celebrating birthdays to me is not a very good one. And this is my opinion. Y'all can disagree with me. That's fine. And the reason I say that is because in Hawaii, we celebrate a one-year-old's birthday big time. We have a one-year birthday party when they make it a 1 year. Most people will go in heavily in debt for their babies on their first birthday party, and when they go for graduation, there's huge elaborate luau's for both events, right, Kaivi?
Yeah, correct.
So, and the reason why we did the big birthdays was because when the British came in the late 1700s through the 1800s, they brought all this type of disease that we did not know how to combat. You know, syphilis, gonorrhea, measles, mumps, smallpox, you name it. Right now, the Hawaii Islands going through the dengue fever thing. So these are all diseases that were brought to Hawaii that we didn't have. Well, babies were not living to be a 1 year old. So as babies were surviving to 1 year old, you know, that was a huge accomplishment. And so from that day to this, that is why we make big and go into debt, like a wedding kind of debt in some cases, for a 1 year party and a graduation party. Because these are two huge milestones within our culture. But in ancient times, there would have been a passing, you know, rite of passage of age from childhood into adulthood, where they would have had their child name given up and their adult name given. For example, Kamehameha, he was known as Paea growing up, and then when he came into his age, Kamehameha. So these are all these celebrations that we do. And with respect to the various religions, okay, yeah, maybe not into Santa Claus and going haywire into the commercialism of Christmas, but birthdays, you know, you guys already know the month of May is my birthday month. I celebrate the whole thing from the 1st to the 31st, but that's just me. But to have an accomplishment of being able to say I'm this many years old or whatever. And the other day I saw a post on Facebook that says, I'm not going to say my age. I'm going to say I'm level whatever my age number is, because being able to accomplish another level is like super cool on video games. And so, you know, if you're at level 80, man, you're like, you know, bad to the bone on a video game, right? So same concept on a birthday. So, and, you know, this is a milestone birthday for my dad. It's 80, you know. And so with that being said, you know, I was offended. And Kaivi and I had this discussion. And, you know, a lot of these newer religions are taking away from cultural belief systems that personally I think are not right, you know, because part of our culture was the fact that we were able to make it past 1 year old. If a baby could make it past 1 year old, he was more than likely going to live to adulthood, you know, in ancient times. Now we've got, you know, different, precautionary methods that we can take that, you know, help ensure a healthy baby and a healthy adult, et cetera, et cetera. So, but, you know, as we go in, I'm gonna try to wrap this up and get it into 2016. So as we get into this, you know, leave 2015 behind, you have to let go of all of that opala, you know. And believe me, I had a lot of opala to get rid of. And so I, you know, chose to cut cords and let it go. And so I can talk about it rationally now with you guys, whereas when I talked to Kaivi about it a couple of days, I was all boo-hooing. So I have no emotional attachment to it. So that being said, if you want to celebrate something, do it. You know, life's too short to say, oh, this mandate says I cannot. This says I cannot. If you want to do it, it's your life. Remember my sandbox, my rules? That's what Kaivi kept telling me on the phone. You know, when you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting others and you're following your path and you're following the advice Keakua and Nakapuna and Na'amakua are giving you, and trust me, they, you know, plant messages all over the place for us, then that's what you have to do, is just follow, you know, follow those guidelines and follow the lead to you know, make your life happy. Now, if the organized religion is working for you, great. Don't change anything. I have great friends that are psychic mediums that, you know, go to regular organized church. If it's not working for you, shop churches. I mean, I don't know where you're at, but here in Texas, there's one like on every street corner. So, you know, I'm serious. There is, you know, and yeah. And so, and you know, during Christmas time, I like the fellowship of the church and the singing and that kind of thing, because it, you know, while they're in church, it requires them to have that higher vibration. But I was amazed how much better this year Christmas was than in previous years. It seemed like the commercialism and the shopping wasn't so bad. There was a few times I had to get out into the stores to just shop, not necessarily Christmas shop, but just shop. And people were just nicer. And I was like, yes, you know, there is a God. And because, you know, you're programmed to, oh, my God, I don't want to go shopping. It's going to be horrible or whatever. But it wasn't, you know. So what I'm leaving behind in 2015 is my husband. Gotta love my husband. I'm not leaving him behind, trust me. I'm taking him with me right into 2016, 17, and whatever else comes down the way. But so what I'm leaving behind in 2015 is just the Opala and the trash. My husband, when I told my husband the conversation about the birthday card and our religion doesn't do birthdays, so I'm sitting here going, okay, so y'all just get old, right? And sarcasm. And my husband says, you know, I was just watching a commercial for a new program that's coming out. And I go, yeah. And he goes, it was a biker dude. I go, oh, great. Here we go, another biker show. And he goes, no. He goes, it was really, really, really cool what the man said. And I said, okay, you got to share. And he says, I'm gonna butcher it, but I'm going to surmise as best as I can. And I said, okay. Here's this big burly biker guy with all these biker people behind him in this shot. And he goes, family is not necessarily the people that are related to you by blood. Family is the people that love and care about you and want to be in your lives every day. Relatives are those people that are born into your family and you're related to them by blood. He says, and he goes, and then the man throws his hands up and goes, see all these people here? These are my family, not the people related to me by blood. Those are relatives. And I told my husband, I said, so right on, because a lot of times the people that you think you can count on are not necessarily your relatives. They are your family. And there used to be a time in history where all families were your blood. You know, if you listen to the Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, you know, in that whole movie, it's about all you got's family, all you got's family, and, you know, the brothers got to stick together. Well, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem like it's quite that way anymore. And, but so you get to, you know, you get relatives and you get family and you get to choose which category they go into. And that's how simple it is. So I'm leaving behind relatives for 2015 and I'm taking family to 2016. So that is how I wrapped all of that nice and neatly in a bow.
Yeah,
and you know, and just let it go, because if you guys knew what the heck kind of drama I created for myself over the last few years in regards to relatives, y'all would be going, "What the hell's wrong with you? What were you thinking?" And but that's the mind of the biker dude, family and relatives, big difference, and so that you know, and so. And sometimes you have to do that, you know. And what's nice is that they're going to move around. You know, they're going to, you know, family And relatives are always going to shift and change because all that dynamics changes all the time. And so, you know, I'm not saying that I'm never going to speak to the relatives. I'm just saying that when their energy matches my energy and they're wanting to come in my sandbox and play, they're welcome. Now, if they want to be turds, you know, they can hit the road, Jack. Don't come back. Yeah.
Well, so, may I jump in?
Of course.
I just love it, and I want to share this. So life is all about choices, right? You and I know that.
Right.
And you know, you make the choices. No one else can. And when we learn that we can make our own choices, you know, how much more empowering we would be with our own choices than others dictating to us. Well, so we go back into family. If you look at relatives, our blood relatives, we had no choice.
That's true.
You know, really,
well,
we had no choice.
You know, according to everything I've learned, that we actually had choice. We were like, yeah, I want to go into that family and have that experience. But
Right. Well, yes, and yet we really, you think about
didn't
it.
Didn't have choice.
You know. Yeah. And
I
then
know.
We can realize this. You know, life is about choices. If we look at it to that degree, not going further back where we consciously, all of this, we made agreements. But in today, in the present, now we look at it and go, well, we didn't have a choice that we're related to, you know, X, Y, and Z. And because of, you know, X, Y, and Z and their attitude, so on and so forth, that's our choices now on how do we react to X, Y, and Z, cousins, X, Y, Z, brothers, X, Y, Z, you know, all of that. So, and life
right.
is about choices. And so when we can determine that just because they're related to blood, I mean, related to us by blood, you know, again, all we can do is love them, but we don't have to accept, you know, their quirks, their belief systems, so on and so forth, as much as they don't have to accept ours. We respect them
exactly.
for theirs, but that's it. And so, again, when we come back to choices, you know, we had no choice of, you know, technically we had no choice of some of these people in our lives only by blood. When we look at choices that we can make, again, some of our choices are, you know, those are people that are connected to us as family members or as blood relatives, but family, again, can, like you said, the definition, it can be of anyone that worries, cares, loves us for who we are. It doesn't matter, you know, how far time has put us apart, we still have that space of love. It doesn't have to be talking every day. Again, you and I, we talk daily once a week, sometimes twice a week. But here it is going, you know. If
sometimes not even for a month.
Right. And yet our connection is right there. You know, it's like, boom, if I need something and I know I can't turn to someone else, I know I can call you and you vice versa. So here it is. Sometimes it's the people on the outside of being a blood relative that is more of a family member. And that's by our choices. You know, again,
yep.
blood relative is not our choice. That was just, hey, you know, that was just the luck
they
of the draw.
They were just lucky to be related to us.
Yep. I like that. But that's it. You know, when we can look at it in that light and see it in that view, then what happens, you know, we move on from somebody being an, you know, idiot, if you had to say it that way. And, you know, sometimes we just honor that our emotion and say, okay, well, that's it. You know, I'll move on. I'll get grouchy. I'll get angry, just like any one of us. And when we do that, we honor those emotions, move through it, and say, okay, we're good. You know, then we realize, they're the ones, that's their loss, not ours. You know, so that's that's where we can say we have grown further than we really know. Our vibration changed. You know, others stick to what, this is what was dictated, this is what we're going to stay with. We're not going to move on from that, you know. It's growth in our part. Others stick to that. They don't need to know anymore. They don't want to know anymore. They don't choose to learn anymore, and that's where they're at. And we honor them. But again, we come back to what is ours, what we know, and go, okay, we're moving on. I don't have anger. I don't have hatred. It's just pick up and move on. And, you know, again, your dad, he's coming up on his 80th. It is a milestone that for, you know, like I said to you the other day, it's a milestone that we don't know the time and the hour, but what we can do is go, wow, I wish and I pray that I can get to that point. You know, I would be so happy to be able to be there. And we can celebrate that forever because 80 is an accomplishment, you know.
Considering
just years ago, and even in our Native Hawaiian culture, as most indigenous, you know, the age of 80 was truly an accomplishment. You know, the age of 50 in some cultures was an accomplishment.
Well, you know, and that's funny that you say that. I was just reading something online, you know, 100 years ago, the average age was, you know, for longevities was in the 40s, late 40s, like for men was 47 and women was 50 or 51, just 100
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so there we go. When we look at it in that point of view, it is an accomplishment and it matters. To me, this is how I see it. It matters to those that love him.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. When we're looking at, like you said, letting go of 2015, you know, it's it. Let's let go of all of that rubbish, let go of all that no longer serves us and move forward with all of this. You know, again, even as much as you, it's the same with me. There are things, time to go, okay, it's how this year is done, it's over with, you know, and sometimes that's what it is. We have someone in the chat room, and her name is Lovin' Life 72. And I love it because this is what was written. I agree, you can love from a distance. And, you know, suddenly that's the better part and the beauty of it. We can love from a distance.
Absolutely.
You know?
2,000 miles.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's
sometimes
the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. The beauty of it. We can look at it and say, yeah, I love you, you know, but I don't need to be up in your face, love you. I don't need to be accepting, like you and I shared throughout this past year, is we don't need to accept. We don't need to accept. Sometimes the BS, we don't need to accept, you know, all that's going on in their world, but we can just say we love you. That's it. You know, and that's the beauty of being able to love from a distance.
Absolutely. You know.
So 2016, here we come, you know. I want to share something, if you don't mind, that came to me so early this morning. And it was I think I was up at 3 o'clock this morning or 2 something, and this is what comes out. And you know me, and when Kupuna speaks to me in the middle of the night, I try to go back to bed, but they keep tapping me, going, "Nope, we need you to, you know, this to be understood." So bear with me. This is what came through. You can say channeled. What I wrote here was projection. Many of us don't realize that when we look back at our experiences in life, we choose to look at the bad experiences. By staring at it for long periods of time and trying to move forward, we project our fears of what we were looking back at into our future. We feel that this is how it was and this is how it's going to be. Our past said so. I share this with you. All of us experience many good memories throughout our lifetime. We all experienced equally bad times also. But we are here in this time and moment, so somehow made it. Maybe a little for the wear, but made it. When looking back at a time when you never thought that you would overcome that situation, whether fear, sadness, anger, rejection, etc., enveloped you, you somehow made it. If passing of a loved one when grief overtakes you to the point of depression, a breakup or a divorce or a job loss, and the list goes on, but you made it. When looking back at your days, look at your happy times. Look at the times that you missed. Relish all those times. Look at the times of discovery. Remember how they made you feel? Inspired, on top of the world, giddy, empowered, satisfied, at peace, in love. And this list can go on and on. Project that to your future. You are stronger than you know. By looking at what you choose to see in the rearview mirror of your life will determine where you're going in the future. So I wrote here, let go in these few hours left of 2015. Cut all those cords that are no longer serving your highest and greatest good. Release 2015 with love and peace, and let's move on to greater things. So when we talk about projecting, if we look back at 2016 and we say, okay, whatever we went through in this past year, we look at it as lessons. And when we see that as lessons and when we can acknowledge all of that as lessons, when we can let go of the hurt, the anger, the fear, the sadness, whatever emotions that was tied to 2015, and look at it, don't let those emotions affect you, but let it go with love and peace, then we can enter 2016 clearer, freer, ready to take on what 2016 has to offer. And I share this, you know, with my wife and my daughters. I said, you know, we have Hawaiian style, we call it ha, our breath. And when we can realize that with our breath, when we breathe our ha, the ha is used to exchange essence. When we can realize that everything can pass in front of us, sickness, health, everything, all of that, and we still can breathe our ha, there is an opportunity for us to go on to greater, to recreate, to co-create, to rebuild, to do all of that as long as we have our breath. There are people that we know in our lives, and each of us know various people that have overcome such adversity. You know, there are stories of people living on the streets, such as Tyler Perry, that he lived out of his car, and today he has private jet, homes all over, and yet here it is. When we release fear and know that with our breath, our single breath that we take, we can create changes for the better of our lives. So that's something, again, that we look forward in 2016. Looking at 2016 and going, you know, some people will look at it with fear going, uh-oh. Well, what you're just doing is projecting the past. Uh-oh. You're going to carry 2015 into 2016? Uh-uh. In this last couple hours of 2015, take the time to write down everything. Take the time to release and let go of everything. So when we are on the cusp of 2016, in a couple of hours, we can already jump and say, shoot, it'll be a better year. It will be a year of, and you add of whatever you want. Because you write
abundance.
The story. We all write. Yep. We write our stories. And that's it. You know, projecting 2016. If we can let go of all the rubbish in 2015 and look at things that no longer matter or no longer necessary to take into 2016, let it go. Let it go. And jump into 2016 head first. You know, that's what I'm going to do is like, woo-hoo! You know, here it comes.
Yeah.
2016.
Woo-hoo!
You know, bigger and better things from 2015. Well, if this is where we're at in 2015 in the last couple of hours, and we look back and go, I never thought I'd be on the radio. I never thought I would be, you know, da-da-da-da-da, XYZ. You know, I never thought I would be talking to people from around the world. I never thought this and this and this. When we can say, wow, 2015, this is all that happened, boy, I'm ready for 2016, you know. Maybe 2016 will bring us into the time of meeting these people. There's one thing about talking to them via the radio or the phone, and then there's another thing about being able to travel and meet them. But if we hold on to things that keep us stuck in this space, what happens? Right? We don't.
Nothing.
We won't be able to. Exactly. And so let go of 2015 with love. With love. Not anger, not sadness, not hurt. With love. And when we look at it as lessons, when we truly look at it as lessons, then we can embrace 2016. As higher schooling. Woo-hoo, I graduated from, you know, from the lessons of 2015, right? I graduated from the lessons of 2015, and I'm ready to take on 2016. You know, like you said earlier, you know, if you look at the age of your life as a level, right, as a level,
mm-hmm.
you know, then what happens, right? It's no longer at an age, you know, of... Or a way of looking at it going, I'm getting older, but going, I'm at this level. I graduated 80 years, and this is a class I'm in. And not very much people make it to the age of 80, and this is all that I know. Woohoo! You know, there we go.
Yeah.
That's how life should be looked at, right? I mastered it. You know, there are people
yeah.
that are, you know, 109 years old. And boy, you know, I'm over here not even hitting 50 yet, and I'm going, whoo, that's a stretch. But here it is when you, yeah, you know, when we look at it and go, wow, okay, you know, wow, I'm there. I shared a little story with Crystal the other day where we were at a funeral of a cousin of ours, and that side of the family, they didn't live into their 70s. They, you know, passed in their 60s. And my aunt at the time, she was in her late 70s or so. And she said to me, boy, we're at the funeral now. And she says, boy, how come they only live to their, you know, 60s and we're in our 70s, you know? And she said, we have the same genes. And I said to her, I said, no, auntie, they had shorts. We had long pants. You know? And she gave me that look, and I'm going, why do we need to compare it? You know, we just count our blessings that here we are. We are still standing. We are still enjoying. We are still laughing. And that's all that matters. You know, it's not about comparing. It's about saying, huh, you know, some people can have the quantity of life, and then some people will have the quality of life. It's not about comparing. It's what we do and how we see life, how we approach life. And again, it may be the age some people look at, or what you shared earlier, the level, you know, the level of your life. Some of us
yep.
live, some of us can live into the, well into the 70s, 80s, and not have grown one iota, And then you have others that are in their 20s, 30s that are so much wiser. The wisdom is there. They live life to the fullest. So again, when we look at individualism and then we look at our attitude towards life, we look at what we project, we look at what we accept, all of that comes into play. You know, maybe organized religion is not for us. Maybe individual religion is for us. You know, whatever have you. But when we approach everything with love, respect, you know, look at what happens. Life changes when we accept awareness, when we learn awareness, when we step into our shoes, as I like to joke around, you know, step into your shoes, your slippers. Or some people tell me, when I learned to walk barefoot, I said, there we go. Whatever have you, but step into who you really are. Step into, you know, you, not into what other people are expecting of you, not what other people want of you, but you, what makes you, you. Trust that and watch what happens in 2016. Watch what happens, you know. Let me tell you, when we can let go of rubbish, when we can, you know, I like the term ho'oponopono. Some people don't agree with me on some of that, but I look at it in this light. Ho'oponopono, to make correct. You know, I like to say bring you back into balance. When we pile on all these rubbish, on all these things that no longer are necessary, but we tend to carry it through lifetimes or tend to carry it throughout our lives, what happens? We're so out of balance. When we learn to let it go, big dramatic changes happen. Life changes. Life happens, you know. And that's what we're talking about, you know. Crystal and I, 2016 is a couple of hours away, you know. It's not here yet. So in this few short hours, let go of things, you know. Give the hand a rest. Open the hand and let it flow out and say, ha. You know, some people hold everything so tight against them. But what happens is when we do that, we can't open our hands to accept more because we're grasping so tight to what we have. You know, so let go, open the hands so that you can let go of all the rubbish that no longer serves you and open the hands so you can accept more. You know, take on challenges. I had a reading last night where this gentleman got upset with me, you know, and I'm fine with it, but he said, well, I'm exercising and I'm making changes in my life and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, okay, that's all your outward, you know, your outward experiences that you're making changes to. Well, I go to the gym and I run and I do this and this and this and that. And I said, oh, awesome. I said, but just by looking at you, you're slouching. You feel beaten. And he got defensive with me. And I'm sharing this, you know, because here it is. And he says, well, I don't know why you're bringing all of this up and da-da-da-da. I'm making changes, you know. And I said, okay, I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to help you. I didn't seek you. You sought me. Second point to that is then he says, well, I'm seeing a therapist. And I said, there you go. You know, when you're making all the outside changes. I'm going to the gym. I'm running. All of that. But when I brought up, I said, there, you need to let go. There's so much things within you that you're carrying. There's so much things that you got to truly let go. He took offense to that. But it came out that he is seeing a therapist. So here I'm saying, it's not a negative thing. I'm saying we can always work on the exterior, but if we have a veil or we have a sheet of glass between us and the world that we're hiding behind, right, we're always going to carry that. So when we talk about mind, body, spirit, which Crystal and I always share and help people, what good is just fixing the outside if you can't face what's on the inside? So 2016 is a couple of hours away when we can learn to let go of all of that rubbish and really truly look at ourselves from within and say, I love myself enough to let this goal. And that's what I shared with him. I said, love yourself enough to make a complete change versus just the exterior. And he looked at me with tears in his eyes and he said, huh. And I said, because again, no matter what you will do with the exterior, you still need to fix the interior. And that's it. You know, that's the key to a lot of this, is when we can do the mind, fix the mind, the body, the spirit, reconcile that all in one, ho'oponopono, to make right, to let go of all of this in this 2015, so that 2016 we can approach it in a better state of mind, body, and spirit. You know, when we can realize that life is fleeting, what good is to carry things day to day when it's just anchoring us to yesterday? If we can cut the cord to that's holding us back, watch us propel so much forward. Watch what life can give you. Watch the changes that can occur when we let go of all these things that no longer serve us. So this is it. In this broadcast, our last broadcast of 2015, you know, a culmination of everything that we've shared in the last 10 months or so is letting go. We cannot reiterate any of that. And like Crystal said, you know, we all carry rubbish. We've all been through everything. We've all been to, you know, infinity and beyond, if you would say so. But we need to continually release and let go of things that no longer serve us. If anybody takes anything away from this radio show, you know, I hope they take that away, is letting go of yesterday with love, right? Letting go yesterday with love. The hurt, the anger, the sadness, the man, whatever, we can let go with love. Because then what it does is it neutralizes those bad memories that we carry. It neutralizes it and say, okay, only in love, right? Then that anger that held us in that space for so long can no longer hurt us. Then that sorrow that we were carrying, if we look at it with love, that softens. You know, when we can know that love connects us to our loved ones that have crossed over the veil, what happens? Our outlook on life, as we know it, changes, because life never ended per se. The physical life that we know has ended, but the spiritual lives on. That changes our outlook.
Yeah.
So when we can really truly learn to let go of some of these thoughts, some of these belief systems, some of these things that are holding us, when we let go of all of that, what happens? Life changes. You know, life changes. Magic happens. Many of us are stuck in our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents' belief system. Many of us refuse to step out of it. But what do you get? So I read a book a couple years ago, and I love it, because what it said was, this gentleman said, I prayed in the same fashion that my great-grandparents, my grandparents, my parents prayed in. And yet they all came to the same realization. Nothing changed. They had hope. They had fears, but nothing changed. And he said, so what good is praying the same way generation after generation after generation after generation if nothing changed? In those years, he states that they became acceptable, their prayers became acceptable, that, no, God said, no, it must not be. It's not it. And so he said, if we continue to pray in the same fashion as our parents, grandparents, and generations before us, and nothing changed, we are no different than them. And he said, why not make a difference? Why not change? Why not change the belief system? Why not get out of that cycle? And that's it. Get out of all these cycles that we're in. Cut all the akka cords every one of them that we're tied to. Doesn't mean that we don't love them. It means we're going to go into 2016 clear and ready and light as a feather so that we're ready to take on what 2016 has to offer us. When we can come to that determination that we have the power to do so, we have the power to make choices, we have the power to accept what we wish to accept, and some of these things we don't need to. When we can determine that and love ourselves completely, watch what happens. Watch what happens. Truly watch what happens. You know, life changes. Magic happens. Like Crystal and I said, magic happens. Sorry, Crystal. I just...
No worries. It's all good. You know, or if you don't like the word magic because people have negative emotional attachment to the word magic, miracles happen.
Exactly.
You know?
Miracles happen. And they happen every day.
Absolutely.
They happen every day. You know,
yeah, me signing on time for the miracle today.
You know, I was asked to do a wedding, and it was the day after Christmas, and the weather was here in Waimanalo. The weather was ugly as can be. It was pouring, you know, cats and dogs, windy, rainy. And I never met this couple, and they asked me, can you do our wedding? You know, we've seen you do a wedding before, and we loved it. So I said, okay. So it was on a beach, and my wife and I get to the wedding, and I don't know the bride or the groom. And we walked in, and I'm like, oh, my God. What they did was they rented a beautiful lanai, and it was an open-air lanai, and they had all their tables set up and everything, and it was wet, completely wet. There was no way that they could hold the wedding, and it was still raining. And we walked into the venue, and I found the bride and groom, and I was introduced. And I got to share this real fast to a side note. There was a lady there, and I was in my white, and I had my kikepa, you know, and this lady came up to me and she said, I'm so glad you're here, Mr. Caterer. And I said, okay. Yeah. And she said, what are we going to do about this? You know, and I couldn't stop laughing, but I said, I'm not the caterer. And she said, well, what are you? And I said, I'm the, you know, minister for today. And she said, oh, my goodness, you know. But anyway, the bride and groom, they were, you know, you could see it in their faces. What are we going to do? And because everything was pretty much a disaster, if you see it that way, right? Raining outdoor.
Yeah.
And I went outside on the lanai in the rain, and I stood there, and I said a little prayer, and I asked God, I said, you know, Kekua, in this time and space, and Nakupuna Na'aumakua, our guides and our ohana, I humbly ask that we open up the skies and create a space that this couple can get married. And I trusted completely, so completely in what happened. Within 10 minutes or so,
they
the weather changed.
Came down harder.
No, the weather stopped. The rain completely stopped. And the bride and groom said, we're doing it. And we ran across the lawn to the beach, and everything was set up there. And they got married, beautiful service on the beach. And when it was done, we did some photo taking, and I said, okay, thank you. You know, and they thanked me, and I said, okay. And I started to walk back, my wife and I started to walk back to the restaurant. And as we were walking back, I told my wife, I said, the rain is coming. And she looked at me and she said, you know, it's so funny because the rain circled around them, but it didn't rain on the site. And we get back, and the rain starts to come down, and they start to run back, and we get there, I got the umbrella out, and I'm walking with the bride and groom, and they looked at me, and they said, what did you do? And I said, I didn't do anything. All I did was trusted. I trusted. I asked, and I trusted, and this is what happened. And that's what, again, as we head into 2016, I think the big message for a lot of us is to trust completely that everything will work out. Everything, when we trust, we put forth our intentions, when we let go of rubbish, everything works out. That's what Kristen and I would like to share and leave you guys with, is completely trust.
Yep.
Completely trust. You know,
may
many
not
times
make
we second guess ourselves.
You.
Yep.
You know.
But trust.
Yep. Exactly. Like you were saying, you know, there's many times that there's things that I want to do and things that I think are really important, and I'll do the same thing. And I'm like, Kekua, if I need to show up for this or if I need to do this, you know, just make it happen. You know, give me my sign, because we have a sign. He and I have got this conversation down pat. We got a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so when mm-hmm. I see my sign, then it's like, okay, take action. You know? And that's that belief system of trusting and knowing. Because when mm-hmm. you've had it happen once, then you're like, woohoo, this does really work. Let me see if this works. And then it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, snap, let me try this again. Okay, well, I'm not sure if this one will work, but okay, I'll try this one. And when they all start coming in a row, and you're like, holy moly, you know, and you're thinking, oh, man, I should go to the casino. Ain't going to work at the casino. But, you know, don't want the unfair advantage there, you know. Still got to play the odds. But when, you know, when there's something that you're wanting to do, a bucket list thing that you want to do, don't have the money for a class you want to attend, set, you know, just set the intention. And
mm-hmm.
trust. You never know. I there was a boot camp, a business boot camp that I wanted to go to. What I call mainstream, not a holistic, metaphysical, or spiritual person putting this boot camp on. And I wanted to attend
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to. But at the time, I didn't have the money to attend. I think it was like $500 or something. And so I just set it. That's what it was. It was $500. And set it up in one of the meetup groups that I belong to, because I was a member of the meetup. This person was offering it to our meetup group for one-fifth of the money, for $99. I was like, snap, crackle, pop, I can afford that, you know? So sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, total abundance in the aspect that you get it for free, but it's, you know, at a discount. And so I received a lot of business information that I didn't know or I had forgotten from my business courses in college million moons ago. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you just set that intention and trust, and then if nothing happens, you don't get a sign, you don't get all giddy on the inside, then it's not your time to go. It's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's and the reason why is because whatever you might be wanting on the grander scale is coming to fruition, and what you're asking for is so mini, so a drop in the bucket that it's not going to
mm-hmm.
impact or influence your information, your knowledge, your health, wealth, mental stability enough that you need to take it. You know, it would be maybe not worth your effort as a good, you know, good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up, you know, you may end up disappointed. Oh, damn it, I really wanted to go. Or as my Auntie Belle would say, gosh darn it. But, you know, if you hold on to that negative of, I ain't going, you know, I can't believe, da-da-da-da-da, it's okay. You know, if you hold on to that negative that you really wanted to do is going to be on hold. So let go of, oh, man, you know, or the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and just focus on the trusting and moving forward. Whatever happened 5 minutes ago or 5 months ago or 5 years ago doesn't matter. You can't go back and change. You don't have the time machine to do it. All you have is the time of now, this present moment of now, to move forward. You know, there is an old Hawaiian proverb about, you know, your canoe only moves forward. So paddle your canoe forward. You know, go through 2016 with your child, with your inner child eye of amazement, of wonderment, of loving everything, seeing it new, seeing it bigger than life. And you'll be amazed at how well everything will come for you. It will just flow. As most of you know, I really follow a lot of the astrology. From December 25th until January 6th, it's the first time in many moons, I don't remember exactly how many, that all the planets in the solar system are moving direct in the same time. And what the real blessing in this is that you're given the opportunity of seeing everything clearer, of all the blinders coming off. If you don't listen to country music or never listen, you know, there used to be a song, or there is a song about rose-colored glasses. Take those rose-colored glasses off and see everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got to clean out, I mean, for the last 3 days, that's all I've been doing is purging stuff out of my home, out of my life, out of my psyche, out of my being. Just letting go of stuff, you know. Here in the North Texas area, just want to shout out in prayers to all the people that are affected by the tornadoes that we had on Saturday, the day after Christmas. All the people up in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa that are facing the flooding, which is heading south and towards Louisiana, Arkansas. You know, for all of you guys, you know, I'm praying for all of you to have a good life, whatever you've lost. The material things, meaning your life, you have an opportunity to rebuild. You know, it's going to have some challenges, lots of ups and downs. You know, some of us were paycheck to paycheck, but, you know, millions of good people out here that are cleaning out their closets, getting rid of things that they no longer need, like clothes and an extra microwave or a vacuum or whatever, you know, to help you out so you can get started, and insurance company, FEMA, all of them start doing their thing to help you. So, you know, don't lose faith in yourself or humanity. And so as we're purging out of 2015 and just letting go of the things that no longer serve us, whether they're physical things, mentally, emotionally, just let them go. Go into 2016 with your eyes wide open, just amazed at the beauty of things, you know, of how the world works, how our trees know to drop their leaves in the fall, how they go dormant until the springtime when the big rains come, and then they start budding and the fruit trees give fruit, and then we go on into summer, you know, we get the heat and, you know, the joyful times that we can remember when we were out of school and, you know, we would be going on summer break and going on a vacation, or just, you know, going camping for the weekend with our families on a lake or a creek or a river. And, you know, my generation, we wore cut off shorts. You know, you wore your blue jeans until they had holes in them, and then your mom would cut them off. And, you know, we were super cool the more frays we had in our cut off shorts. So, you know, we would wash them. You know, help pull the strings so that way they had more frays at the end. You know, all those cool things that you did, you know, think back of those things that brought you joy and start doing those things. you know, start making your life matter for you. Quit worrying about everybody else. When you start making yourself important, then others will make you important. And how you feel about yourself and how you love yourself will resonate to everybody around you. It has no choice. Energy starts shifting when your energy starts shifting. So make that shift. You've got until the 6th of January to just stay direct and focus and looking and moving forward and having fun. It, you know, life is to be lived. That's one thing I can tell you about my dad hitting level 80. You know, my husband, there was a few things that were a disappointment in what happened, and the card stories was just the icing on the cake for me. But, you know, my husband's like, you know, I wish there was something that we could do that would just like be over the top for your dad, because my dad's bedridden, right? But he's got a strong mind. And, you know, most of his family did not know he was bedridden until he actually told them, you know, because, you know, he's got a strong mind. He talks really well, you know, everything otherwise than his body being kind of weird is good, right? And so, of course, me goes, well, we could hire him a stripper, you know, I mean, to. And my husband goes, well, I guess I'd have to take B shopping. That's my mom. And I go, he goes, no, you take your mom shopping. I'll stay with your dad and the stripper. And so we're sitting here laughing. And he goes, well, is there anything that your dad, you know, wanted to do, you know, the woulda, shoulda, coulda? And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think so. You know, and I started reflecting back over the 54 years of my life. 53, shit, I don't even know how old I am. I'm in the mid-50s. So 53, I'll be 54. Yeah, because my husband and I are 3 years apart, and he just turned 56 yesterday. Woohoo, husband. So anyways, I'm like, so I started reflecting over the 53 years of my life being with my father and listening to some of the stories with my dad. And, you know, I know my dad's flown airplanes. You know, he's golfed, he was a lifeguard, he was a boxer. You know, he did all this cool stuff. And I'm sitting here going, I'm telling my husband, and some of the stories I'm telling, my husband had never heard before. And I told my husband, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to sit down over the next month and write my version of my dad's story, you know, and kind of wish I would have thought about this a month ago and then give it to my dad, but I'll give it to him Valentine's Day, or I don't need a holiday to give him something, right? But anyway, so, you know, we were talking and laughing, and so at any rate, I told my husband, I says, well, I don't know. So I call my mother the next day and ask her, is there anything that you know that dad wanted to do that never got to do, you know, the I have a dream or I wish I could? And she's like, the first thing she says, I don't know. She goes, your dad's done a lot of things. I don't think that he has anything that he never got to do, you know? And I said, okay. I says, well, can you think about it and let me know? And she said, okay. So she calls me back later. And of course, my mother, the sweet person she is, she's sitting here thinking the Menini stuff of, well, you know, too bad, you know, my dad used to be a union president for all five bases in San Antonio. So we used to have to buy him suits and that kind of, or he'd buy suits and stuff. So, you know, he always got the trinket gifts afterwards, the cuff tie, the dress shoes or whatever, you know. And so my mom's sitting there going, man, I wish I, you know, he wasn't in the bed because, you know, it would be easier. We could get him a shirt. We could get him jeans. We could get him this, you know. And I go, Mom, bigger. She goes, what do you mean bigger? I go, not a little package present. I says, but some, you know, did he ever want to do something, you know? She goes, no. She goes, I almost killed him the time he went in the race car. You know, and I had forgotten about that, you know. And so if you sit and reflect on your life of the things that you've gotten to do that other people haven't been able to do, then you've got a lot, you know, those are your magic and miracles of life, right? And so I'm, you know, I'm looking back at my, you know, my dad's, they, And like I said, the only thing I could come up with was, you know, let's get him a stripper. And that's all joking and kidding aside. But, you know, but, you know, as far as things, you know, his greatest accomplishments, I guess, are, you know, being married, having a family, having grandkids and whatnot. But as far as actually, you know, did he miss anything? I don't think so. And I'll find out on Saturday when I ask him if there's anything that he always wanted to do and didn't get to do. You know, he had lots of privileges in the military of being able to travel all over the world. So those are opportunities that he had. He's met several presidents, you know, of the United States. He's worked, you know, in state and local government here in Texas. So he's done a lot of really cool stuff. And, you know, he's not shy. If he sees somebody in the airport that's famous, he'll walk right up to him and ask for an autograph. So he's got tons of autographs from movie stars and Olympians and all kinds of stuff. So, you know. So that, awesome. You know, so I look, you know, at my life going, okay, you know, is there anything I really, really want to do that I haven't done? Not necessarily, but there is a lot of things I want to get out there and try. You know, so, I, you know, not that I'm saying I'm throwing in the towel and giving up on life. No, I'm just saying, you know, look at what you got and how great it is and go forth, you know, just embody all of that stuff. So, but, you know, and so I'm going to take a minute here. I'm going to plug myself. I get to participate with 12 lovely ladies on Saturday, January the 9th from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Every hour, each one of us are going to be talking about a different topic. And the name of the show, it's a teleconference. It's called The Abundance Reigns 2016. If you'll go to my website, alohacrystal.com, I have a link at the top of the page for Abundance Reigns. And register. It's a totally free teleconference for women. Given by women, some of the best life coaches in the industry. We've got speakers on business, work, reducing stress, sex, diet, exercise. I will be talking about your calendar, how to work your spiritual calendar in with your work calendar, and how to, you know, and how to make your time your abundance. So, and that's next Saturday the 9th from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And the registered listeners, it's an Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, it's free. But those that are registered to listen on Eventbrite get to have the replay for free. So, you know, that way you're not sitting at home for 13 hours listening. You know, if you don't have anything else to do, that's great. But if you're have a life and have other things to do and you can't sit for 13 hours, there will be a replay available to the registered listeners. I will be speaking at 7 p.m. Central, which is 8 Eastern. And you know why I picked that time? It's new moon. Saturday the 9th is new moon, and the new moon comes in at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Minus 4 hours would be 3:30 Hawaii time. And you guys know what we do on New Moon. We set our goals and intentions for the month, how we want the year to go. And January the 9th is the last new moon for the lunar year that we're in. We start the new lunar year on February the 8th, and we go into the Chinese year of the monkey. So, a lot of changes for 2016. Kaivi and I believe we're going to be traveling more, even though we both didn't go get our passport. I opted to clean house and get rid of Opala. So,
yep, that's okay.
And so those are some things. And then my last PSA announcement for those in the Dallas Fort Worth or anywhere near North Texas, I am co-hosting Max the Crystal Skull with my good friend Kendall Williams, and he and Joanne Parks will be in town February 5th, 6th, and 7th. Max is one of the original ancient crystal skulls, the legend of the 13 crystal skulls. You can Google Max the Crystal Skull and get more information about him. You can also go to my website, look under my calendar of events for information on Abundance Reigns and Max the Crystal Skull. Kaidi, do we have any classes set up for you next year yet, or still working on your calendar?
Nothing. Still working on it, but we should be getting that out shortly. And
awesome.
Again, embracing technology. So, you know, soon we'll have, I guess, webinars and everything else. So, you know, stay tuned.
Stay tuned on this bat channel.
Yes.
Okay. You guys would have had to lived in the 60s because Batman used to always say that at the end of his show. Stay tuned on this bat channel. Yeah. On the old Hawaii 5-0 episodes, they used to always say, be there, aloha. They don't say them on the new ones, but, you know, as they did the previews for the shows of, you know, the upcoming show, when they would do the trailer for the future for the next week episode, it would say, be there, aloha. You know, you had to love them.
I'm so excited about 2016. You know, looking at all of that, and so here we come. I like to joke around that I dive head first into it. You know, so here we come, head first into 2016, ready, willing, and able to learn new lessons and take us to new heights. And so here we go. I tell people, buckle up because it's going to be a ride.
Exactly. It's going to be an awesome ride, you know. And when you said that, the diving, I'm envisioning you doing one of them really beautiful Johnny Weissmuller swan dives, you know, from the tree into the river, tackling the crocodile. You know.
Cool, because you saw that, and I'm over here hoping I don't belly flop. But it's all good, by the way.
But the belly flops are always good. Splash all the water, get all the kapuna wet. I mean, that's what we used to do, you know, when we go to the pool.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Exactly, you know. But when you said that, I was envisioning you doing, okay, for those of you who don't know who Johnny Weissmuller is, he is the best Tarzan ever from the 1930s era. He was an Olympian, so Google Johnny Weissmuller and the Tarzan movie so you get to see what I'm talking about, because man had form. And then I was thinking of me as Esther Williams, you know, spitting out the water, you know, swimming. So, and it's so funny that you said that dive, because that husband and I, when we returned from our trip to San Antonio to celebrate my dad's level 80, that's our plan for getting fit, is to hit the pool 3 times a week and belly flop Esther Williams, Johnny Weissmuller, you know, hope all of them, you know, come into us while we're
belly,
you know, getting, or the childhood belly flop in there to, you know,
exactly,
throw the water every which way and have some fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Head first, so, open first.
Exactly. With
but
I'm
diving in. Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what song that is. That there's a song that the dancers have their hands up in the air. It's not a Hawaiian hula. It's a disco song, and they're sitting there just dancing with their hands, and it's like, oh, I can't think of the song, but I can see the girls dancing. But that's, you know, go into 2016 with your arms wide open, with the abundance, with the love,
exactly,
with the peace, the joy, the emotions, you know, because 2015 is pow, you know, like Kaivi says, in a few hours. For me, it's going to be in about 10 hours because it's 2:15. We shut down here in a few hours. But, you know, just let it go and enjoy. You know, enjoy your life, you know, and don't worry about the many things. The many things are always going to be there, you know. Just focus on doing what you can to make yourself happy, experiencing more love, more joy, more peace, more enlightenment, more fun.
Exactly. More fun, enjoy life, you know, and that's what I would to leave you guys with would be, you know, again, our sincere mahalo nui. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, we wish to leave you guys with, you know, happiness, joy, peace, and laughter.
Oh, yeah.
We hope laughter. We made you laugh. We hope we made you laugh. We hope that we broke up energy that wasn't good for you. And as we embrace 2016, look for more laughter, more fun, more lessons.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what we're here
easier.
About. You know, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With grace
the
and
flow.
Ease. Yeah, wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. Do you have a theme
sure.
for 2016? Have the kapuna given you a theme?
I'm going to be honest. No, I haven't heard, but you know what? It's going to happen. they're gonna tap me in the head and say, okay, here we go, you know. And I think part of it is new beginnings for us, you know, 2016, be new beginnings, a new wave of people, a new way of thinking, you know, awareness is what more people are experiencing, and more people are going to be accepting of what is out there to be shared. And I think that's what's going to happen, and that's what I see as we go forth in 2016. More people are tired of the ho-hum life of living, you know, just in the space of going day to day and not truly living. And I think that's what we're heading into is new beginnings for a lot of people, completely new beginnings, and including you and I in terms of, like you said earlier, traveling. All of this is new beginnings. You know, who knows, maybe we'll be doing a show on the road, from the road, you know, experiencing
well,
new things, new people.
Road, for sure.
Well, that's me. I think that's what's coming up.
Yeah.
Kapuna is taking
absolutely.
Things to different levels. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think there's going to be some changes, too, you know, as far as this radio show. You know, we're still going to do it, but I think we're going to do it with more gusto, you know,
yes.
That dive in. I think that might be our motto
yes.
for next year. Dive in.
Yep.
Dive
yep.
into fun.
Yep.
Dive into love. Dive yep. into wisdom. I like
belly
that.
Belly flop it. Yep.
Yeah.
Belly flop it. I'm all good.
Right. Cannonball.
Woo-hoo.
That was my favorite.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cannonball. Let's do the bomb. You know, but that's
yeah.
it. I think that's actually... That's how we need to look at it, and how I wish to see it is, you know, dive head first. You know, sometimes we gotta get down and dirty so we can get through that time, and then enjoy everything else after that. You know, a farmer can't just throw the seeds in the ground and say, "Woohoo, okay, grow." No, you need to prep the soil. You know, take care of the plot of land that you're planting on. You know, and do all the preparations necessary for good growth. And I think that's what we're going to be doing, you know, is preparing, getting everything, you know, laid out. Start the new beginning, the new seed planting, the new diving in, the new embracing. This year we walked through. There were times when we ran. There were times when we sat. There were times when we had to ponder. And now with all of that lessons of 2015, we can step into 2016 even further along in this, what we call life, in our awareness. And that's what I think is coming up for 2016 is all the seeds that were planted in 2015 is it's starting to bloom and blossom, and we're going to enjoy the harvest.
Absolutely. Well, I hate to end this. I'm having so much fun, but I still have to get ready for whatever my husband and I are going to decide to do for this evening. We We haven't made any choices yet. But if we're going to do anything outside of the home, I mean, we always celebrate, but, you know, if we're actually leaving home tonight to go somewhere or what. So, but I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every person that listens live and listens to the replays. You do not have any idea how grateful I am personally for you guys listening to us, to Kaidi and I having a good time just talking story and sharing the message of trusting Keakua, Na'amakua, Nakapuna, and trusting yourselves. You guys are very strong. Y'all have the ability to do things, to move mountains. It takes just one person to do that, and you've moved this mountain of me and inspire me each and every week to come back and do this. Even the weeks that Kaidi wasn't able to join us and I was doing it by myself, I would tell my husband, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, and I hope somebody listens. And y'all didn't disappoint me. I had several people on the live listens and several on the replays, and mm-hmm. each one of you have touched my heart immensely. So I just want to thank you for listening to me and Kaidi for the last 9 months, 8 months since we started in February, 10 months. And I hope that you continue to join us and to continue watching us grow and have fun on this show. And for 2016, I hope that you guys would call in and share your mana'o with us. This is an interactive show. You don't have to just listen to us. You can call in at any time. The setback of the chat room is that somebody's got to have a PC, and unfortunately, my Apple iPad doesn't communicate all the time with the chat room, and my laptop is down. So, 2016, Santa Claus didn't bring me a computer, so just got to get one myself. But anyways, thank you. I just really want to thank each and every one of you for having faith in me, in being able to provide some information, some knowledge, some laughter, some joy for you guys. I want to thank Kaidi, who I don't think I would have had done the show without him. I love radio. I love talking with people, but having him on board with me just makes it more fun. It's not necessarily a serious show as far as, doctrine kind of stuff. It's just more an empowerment show. And Kaidi, thank you so much. I wish everybody a fabulous 2016. Be safe if you guys decide to go out, and be responsible. Thank you. Kaidi?
You summed it up, and I thank you for everything, as well as our listeners. You know, again, you didn't like the word challenge, but I did, because, again, sometimes we need a little nudge. Well, you know, so you nudged me, you kicked me, but anyway, you know, I'm used to all of that. So, again, I thank you, and I thank our listeners, and we look forward to more fun and laughter in 2016. And I want to say, you know, again, from us to our listeners, Haole Makahiki Ho. It means Happy New Year, and usher in the 2016 with fun, laughter, joy, and peace. And we love you guys all. And until then, Ahui Ho, Malama Pono.
Ahui Ho. Aloha, Malama Pono.
Aloha.